Welcome to MSDN TV, where we continue our discussion with Ivar Jacobsen. And today I want to ask him about one of the things he always says in his presentation. It's about being smart, being professional. What do you mean by being smart? Are we not smart?
Well, some of us. And I think we need to put more attention to that. Even if you use right practices, even if you use the right approach, you cannot just do it by following the laws or the rules.
You mean a tool with a fool?
A tool with a fool is still a fool, but a dangerous fool. So we have to be smart.
And what do you mean by smart?
Yeah, that is on an abstract level. It's not that easy to define it. But I mean, we have a very good quotation from someone we all respect, and that is doing things as simple as possible, but no simpler. That is smart. And this is Albert Einstein, by the way. And we know that he's without a good theory, I mean, everything, there is nothing as practical as a good theory, is another quotation. And this is not Albert, it comes from a guy in the sociology. I really like that, because you know that without formula like Newton's formula or relativity.
But could you train to be smart, or is it something that you have or not have? Or?
First of all, we need to distinguish between smart and intelligent. And you can be very intelligent without being smart. And we know a lot of people that are very intelligent, but really cannot really use that intelligence to achieve results. So smartness is very different. You can be very smart without being very intelligent. So these two are different. Another thing I think about the smart is that it has a connotation to agile. I mean, basically many people mean by agile that they are smart. But to be more explicit about it, you can use agile practices, good practices, without doing it right. So I would like to add something in terms of to be smart, like you do things right.
But what is this right? It's simple to say.
Okay, so this is good. This is exactly the problem we have, so I cannot continue talk in this abstract way. So what I've done, I have identified a new little concept, you know. So, you know, use cases became very successful, so I was thinking we need to repeat that success. So we came up with a term, smart case. And so smart case is basically a pattern. In a given situation, when you develop software, you can do things right, or you can do it wrong, or you can do it smart or unsmart. You know, I know unsmart is not really English, but it's it's understandable. So it comes from the Swedish word osmart, that doesn't exist either. So. And then we have a number of such context where we can talk about how you do things unsmart and how you do it smart. So basically, a smart case is a pattern which you apply in a given situation. So we have smart cases for many different things, like smart with people. And just as an example, this is a simple smart case, but it has to be said. Some people believe that process and tools are more important than people. This is unsmart, because a fool with a tool is still a fool, but a dangerous fool. Smart is instead that you understand that software is developed by people and not by process and tools. And that goes without saying, actually. But when you talk about teams, for instance, how are you smart with teams? How do you smart with projects? How are you smart with architecture? How are you smart with being smart with modeling? Being smart with documentation? Being smart with There are so many things. Be smart with tests, for instance. So these smart cases, I mean, I think I have about 20.
But I don't still understand. What is a smart case then?
It's a context, a situation where you apply a pattern. So the smart case is a pattern that you can apply. So take an example. Take architecture. How are you? So every smart case has one or several unsmart ways of doing things, and it has one or several smart ways of doing the same thing. So take architecture. There are basically two extremes. You can do as the agilista suggested 10 years ago, no modeling, just code, refactor later. Of course I exaggerate, so don't take me too literal here. And then you can do as the enterprise architects did. I mean, the people who work with large enterprise systems. You do a lot of model diagrams. These diagrams are, I mean, paperware. The diagrams are not anchored in anything real at all. And these diagrams are used as wallpaper in the big conference room. But no one really understands them. Not even the people who really did it. This is unsmart. A smart way of dealing with architecture is that you start with building a small skinny system. A skinny system is has eliminated all critical risks. So it had eliminated risk with performance or usability with architecture. I mean, there is an architecture after you've done it, and so on. But this system is maybe represents only 10% of the whole code for the whole system you build. But it is executable, because building something without executable code is a model without executable code is just a hallucination. You know, you really don't know what will come out of it. So you start to build the skinny system, and then you add as time goes by iteration, more and more flash to that skinny system. That is smart. So I call it think big, build in small steps. So this is a smart case. And there are smart cases, many smart cases. I didn't mention, but we have smart cases for outsourcing. How do you outsource software? And we have smart cases for knowledge, how to build knowledge in an organization. But the most important smart case we have is how to deal with practices and methodology.
Okay, so to summarize, you think that you can help people to be smart? So it's not something that you are, and you think that we need these kind of practices to be more smart?
So smart is something you to become smart. You need to have knowledge, and you need to have experience in using that knowledge. Without having knowledge, it's impossible to.
In the smart case, you can in some way distill this.
Yes,
in knowledge this and experience.
Yes, smart case. Smart case relies on knowledge about the practice or a couple of practices. So, if you have that knowledge, and you have that used that knowledge in some real cases and got some help and understanding and discussion about it, you can start to become smart. That's a precondition. So how to get to do that quickly, to get going quickly, you basically need training, and then you need instead of you get 10 years of experience, it takes 10 years, and before then you need to get some. You need to have mentoring, people who help you to do, get into and understand how to do these things in a smart way. So if you don't know where you can get that knowledge and that mentoring, come to me later and I'll tell you where you get it.
Thank you, Ivar. I put your phone number in the
Absolutely. Thank you.